any name, fame, nothing of the child. They feel that everything they want that is in me. Esaṁ satata yuktānāṁ bhajataṁ priti būrvakaṁ tadāmi buddhi yogaṁ tam jenamāṁ pujandhiti. So this particular section, I give a particular type of highest attainment of me, and that is in Vrja, crossing the morality and the other so-called truth of this world, anything else, and the absolute connection with me, even crossing the Shastra, the scripture, and the Samaj, the society, and the tradition, the usage, give up everything, I am over all. Oikanti, exclusive devotion, attachment to me, that is the highest. Not dependent on the scripture, or the society, or the so-called guru, guide, etc. Absolute connection with me, not actuated by an innate connection, not actuated, drawn by any quarter, it cannot be useful. The source is mine only. Myself is the source, and get that independent connection. Not any dependent, but by scripture, by the advice of particular gentleman, by sadhu, this. Not this type, which is dependent on any other source that is very favorite to be direct connection with me. Come to this section, that is Parukiya, is what is called in Vrindavan, even crossing it. If anything, if religion stands, the conception of so-called religion stands in on your own, give up that religious idea, come to me. My connection with you is such. No law can enter between my connection between you and myself. No law. In a particular family, law enters when the unity is slackened. And when unity in a family is there, no law. Who is eating more and who is adding more? No question. But when the love, the tie, the affection is slackened, then, you give only this amount, but your wife and so many children are taking food. I am giving so much amount, but only myself and my wife, so you will have to go. The law, the question of law will come. But when there is unity, no law. So no law between the relation between you and myself. The Lord says, Sarva-dharmān parityaj, aggāya bhagunān dosān mayā diṣṭān apiṣṭakān, dharmān saṅkajyaya sarvān mān bhaje sacatattvānān. He is the saint of the saints, the king of saints, who I have my order in the scripture and sadācāra. It is by my will it is done. But still, if one crossing that law comes to me, he is my greater devotee. This is meant, that law is meant for ordinary person. Gradually to take them in. But one who has understood me as his innermost connection, that the law is useless for him. That is to promote ordinary public. To take me. It is meant for the reward necessity. Parakṣa-bhādā-vedoyam bālānām unśāsanam. It is for the child of the spiritual world. That law has been, different types of law there, but it is for the child. But for the highest grown up, no law. Their practice, that should create new law to the world. Selfishness there, but what is the guarantee of service? The domain of service is something positive thing, and this is also the negative or positive something maya. Error, the world of error, maya, and the world of truth, and between these two, withdrawal from the world of error. That is qualification, but neglecting the world of service to go on visiting, that is punishable according to the law of boycott. But that is we do that there. So, what is necessary, not only to cut up connection with our mundane tendency which we find in our mind, but also to be reinstated in the positive service of the Lord. That is all important thing. To be engaged in the real service of the Lord. And not to take a French leap from both the sides. Muktanam vishiddhanam narayana parayana shurur labhav prasantatma utishvati maham. And that is very rarely to be had only through the connection of a real sadhu, a real agent. Otherwise, I can't have any connection. Where is the guarantee that what I shall do that would that will be for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord? What is the guarantee? I may, in my mental concoction, I can say, yes, I have what I am doing. It is for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord. It is not so easy thing, that is a positive thing. That is not, that doesn't depend on my imagination. So, to have the company of a real sadhu, the real agent, who is 100% established, installed in that plane, and whose wholesale activity is for the Supreme Lord, and nothing else, to secure his order, his will, is how we can serve him. That is the most precious thing. In the life. Only to become a slave to that real agent of the Supreme Lord. Because it is a positive thing, it is not a thing of our imagination at large. Positive and a fixed thing with fixed law, fixed nature that can be known and considered and felt. It has got its peculiar nature, peculiar existence. It is not mere concoction. Not mere opposite of the world life. So, a positive connection I must have Prabhupada Maharaj says of the understand the gist of all the advices given in different times, different places of Shastra can be summarized in one. Satma Punam Indomasya Saram. The whole substance of all the advices given in different places, different times, it is this that to sacrifice one's own self, that is to die. Die to live. Self-abnegation. Self-abnegation. Self-offering. But self-offering where? There must be guarantee that it is for Krishna, not any other thing. That is rarely to be found. Rarely to be found. Satsanga, Sivadivnina. And without that door, that is the only door of Vaikuntha, to go through sadhu. Bhagavatam says in two places. Mahiyasan pada vajuji shekhan maskin jamanam no venutari. Rahu ganita tavasa mujati. Rahugan, there was one king by name Rahugan. He went to see Kopila Dev in a palanquin. And the palanquin, one was sick, and Jai Bharat Maharaj, the King Bharat, when he had affection for a small deer, and at the time of his death, he thought that if I die, the cub, Bachchakeki was there, this deer will be devoured by some jackal or so. And just at that time he died. And with that thought he died, he got the body of a deer. Then he, for his previous penances, he could maintain the memory of his previous life. Yeah, I am so and so in my previous life. But just at the time of death, because I died with the memory of the dear cub, so I got the birth of the deer. This memory he had. So he did not mix with other deers, and he kept him close to the ashram of the rishis, and he used to hear the Vedic explanations of these things, and he used to check the Uttishtam of the Jabgong. Then he came a Brahmin, Bharat by name, and he could remember his past life. So, for fear of mixing with others at the time of death, if that memory even comes and determines his future birth, he did not make any association with any of the environment. He is his virtue. So he kept himself silent, he did not talk to anybody. Other ordinary people used to think that he is an idiot. But he went to Bharat. That's Bharat. He was used by his brother to keep vigilance to their lands. That produces so many crops. They go and they stand and try to drive away the crows and the birds and the other beasts that have come to damage the crops. He was standing there, and when one of the brave bearers of the palanquin of the king was sick, that man was taken, picked up from the outside. And palanquin going on, and he is particular not to disturb any animals on the way. So here and there ants and the other insects are there, and he does not put his foot on them so that they will be killed. And he was very strong also. So he is not putting his steps regularly. And the palanquin is also moving up and down, this side, that side. And the king told her, "What's the matter? Why don't you carry smoothly my palanquin?" So jerking, so much jerking. There was a new man, he is doing responsible for this. Then Bharat Maharaj, "Do you feel any pain on your shoulder, gentleman, the new man?" "Then you feel pain for carrying me?" Then he answered in another way, "Who carries whom? You are carrying me or I am carrying you?" Then the king was puzzled. Vasvatarant has come to him. Physically he is carrying. In other ways, by engaging, taking his energy, I am getting debt to carry on. So this is not an ordinary. He came down from the balancing. "Are you that Kopilade to whom I am going to meet?" "No, I am not." "He. What? And then, in the conclusion, Bharat came out with this. "Rahu gano tat tapasa anuyati," which you are searching after, that cannot be had by all these methods. What are they? "Tat tapasa," not by penance, "nujat," nidvapanat, not by shaving one's head, that is taking the sannyas ashram, nidvapanat, gihadva, or managing the household affairs strictly according to the direction of the Vedas, the Atma. No chandasav, neither by continuing the study of the Vedas and scriptures, naiva jalani sujai, or there are persons who make penances with the relation of sun, the fire, or water. That's a Buddha did sometimes in winter, after make dives into the underwater. Then sometimes so many yogis on the fire, at the noon, under the heat of the sun, and also lighting power fired around their body in some acute stage. They try to maintain their attention towards the desired end. Yalagni Surya. Bina Mahatpada Raju Vishekam, only one gate. And that is the service of the Mahat, that the proper agent of the heart. That is the only way. This was said by Bharat. And you know that in Kurukshetra, there is no Thaneshwar, the Shiv Mahadev Thaneshwar, and Bhadrakali is Devi there in Thaneshwar, very near, close to Kurukshetra, Bhadrakali. And once the Jacobites, they wanted to sacrifice a human being and then go to decoy, to plunder, so that and the duty will be in favor of them and they get quite much money, much wealth. So Bharat was taken to that Bhadrakali and to be sacrificed there. Bharat did not resist. He established in the absolute movement of the plane, highest plane, the will of Krishna is the absolute. He is seeing everything. And if he is ordained, then I should have to face such death. So why should I? Why should I resist in this way? Then when they just the device just put the sword on his neck, Bhadrakali, he came out from his figure and took and snatched the sword and killed the decoy, and he was let loose with finding that young Bharat. He was that Bharat. Then King Bharat then the stag and Bharat. Rahu Gunai Tattva Vasana. And there is another in Prahlad Maharaj. Maishan manas rukkavangin pushattamathapugamundhagattva mahiyasam padaraju visekam matirna krishne paratasatuva mithu vipadyeta grihabhadhamam. Our attention towards Krishna, it is very, very rare. Motiv no Krishna parata satuva. How it can be affected? Affected. To take our mind, our attention in the future of Krishna, it is a very, very difficult thing. It cannot be done by others, not by one's own self, even not by the combination of one's own self and others, other outsiders. Krishna Krishna Parata, by the help of the public, other than him, one's own self, Parata, Satova, or by his own, by dint of his own capacity. Satuva, mithovi, or by the combination of the two, self and the outsider. Satuva, mithovi, padjeta. Grihabhatanam. If they are all classified under the, they are under, laboring under the jurisdiction of Griho. The Griho, no Griyam Grihamati, Grihimi Grihamuchyati. The house is not proper house. Rather, the wife is the house. Grihimi Grihamuchyati. Only for the thirst for a wife, house is necessary. Otherwise, one can take rest in any place, in any baranda of any gentleman. No griham grihamittahu grihini grihamichyate. So, if we think deeply, then we see that grihini is griha proper. She makes us to have to live in a particular place, particular room, particular paraphernalia. Only our necessity for her, that is responsible for our living in a house. Grihamedhi. Those that have gone such the cooperation of this such center of life, they cannot evolve any way to the Supreme Lord. Grihabhada. Why? Padam to go read Vishasana Krishna their movement cannot but be this, Padanta Govi. Their guide is their senses. Go means Indriya. Padanta Go, uncontrolled senses. Padanta Govi, Vishatan Tamishpam. They are their guide, the senses, and they will enter more and more into the density of the darkness of Iddha, the exploitation and the reaction. Vihadantam punapunashtyad vitajadvanana. Just as the animals, the cows, they devour some food and again take it from the stomach to their mouth and chew it again, swallow it again, take it into the mouth again, chew it, and that is their way. That is their, so no end. Always sometimes a little tag, sometimes little more intense enjoyment. In this way, this side, that side, this side, that side. And entangle with the food of the senses. This is their jurisdiction. Adhanta Gurvi Vishadvani Tamitma Punapunashtyadvita Charvanahana. Chadvita Charvanahana. Natividu sattva gatihi Vishnu durasayadi vahidaktamonya. These unfortunate people, they can't realize that they are the real sattva, that they are the real object of their satisfaction is in Vishnu. They are in Vishnu, that the all-pervading spirit. That is their real important necessity, not any other thing. They do not come. They make much of the cover and not the inner substance. Natividu sattva gatihi Vishnu durasayati bahirarthavan. Very unfortunate fellows, they make much of the coating of the cover and not the substance within the coating, they can't hit. Just as one blind man cannot guide another blind, andha jasandhai Rubriya Tepishatam Tramudam. So it is they are placed like that. Yeshang Mutistava Durukramanghi Spishatamattha Gamu Jadattha. So long, one's mind can't come in touch of the holy feet of Urukrama, of that wonderful stride, one of wonderful stride. Cannot come to touch that holy feet, so long. Naishan muti stabat urukkaman dhain spishati anathapu gamu jadattha, for which the removal of the undesirable element in him is necessary. Anatha, which is not necessary, that is within him, and as long as that part is not being removed, he cannot come to the near the feet of the Holy Lord. Maishang muti stabat urukkumanghin prishati anathapu gamu jadattha, for which this is necessary, or artha means necessary, to remove the undesirability in him, undesirable element in him. Anathapu gamu jadattha. Mahi yasaṁ pāda radu viṣekam nuskīṁ camānāṁ nubhinita yāvat. And what is the positive thing required? Na mahi yasaṁ mahat pāda radu viṣekam. As long as he does not come to the holy feet to take bath in the water of the holy, of the person of the holy, of the holy feet of a divine person. Adarajuvishik nishkin chananam nubhinita javad. He cannot make his guide surrender himself to the feet of a real agent of the world. That is the only way to enter into Vaikuntha. To get guidance, to secure guidance of a person who is living 100% a life of devotee. And from him, the whatever order will come to be there, and to gather Vaikuntha energy into him, and to do away with his previous acquired energy from the mundane world, to destroy that. This is the only process to go into the higher world. So leaving that chance, that disconnecting the order of his, disregarding the order of the Guru, which is the direction through him is so valuable, neglecting that, he is going, this stereotype fashion of taste of human traveling into here and there. That may be sattva-gun, not very intensely filthy, but that has got no connection with the Vaikuntha vastu. That is for the lower, for the one who comes to learn a language, A, B, C, D, something like that, the taste of Brahman. But, so neglecting the guidance of the professors and teachers to go on in such excursion, that is punishable. I have some sort of arrangement and such from that event, and gradually I found that it is really valuable thing to engage one's own self under the direction of a man who has got no other motive but a whole self converted into the Krishna consciousness. Cause of Krishna, service of Krishna, that is very rarely to be found. And to disconnect that, but to slacken that is misfortune of the person. Gaur-hari-gaur, so practically we find that under the direction of a Vaishnava, to go on with our activities, dissociating ourselves with our own propensity, internal or external, so long acquired by birth of unlimited time. Birth and death, we have gathered prejudice and the color from this mundane, subtle or gross. It is difficult to get out of that only by inventing fresh and divine energy within us that we can drive it and exhaustively one day and all of it. By coming in connection with the positive, we can get out of the negative. And by entangling or by dealing with the negative side in many various ways, we cannot get out of it. We may deal with the negative side in various ways, but that won't bring up any escape. Only the connection of the positive can get out from the entanglement of negativity. This is told by the whole of the Vaishnava Shastra. So, tasmād guruṁ prapajyeto, jigyāsu śrīyam uttamam, śabdī parīca niṣṇātam, bhambhanya pasanāsa. Tadasya guru neva abhigacchet, abhigacchet. Not to really go for the purpose of trade, to give and take, abhigacchet, finally. You will go there for final. I have come not to go back. With this idea he must go to guru, to be effective in his campaign. Guru-meva avigacchet samitpāni svottiyāṁ bhammanishtam. He must be not a guru in the fashion of the day, but he has got his quality. It is given in the śāstra. Svottiyā, master knowledge of the śāstra, as well as he must be established in both practice and knowledge. Both. Satyam Brahmanishtam, he has got must have his own conduct, his own practice, what he says, what he preaches. Satyam Brahmanishtam. And in Gita also, Tatvidhit Pranipatena, Pariprasmena, Sivaya, Upadekhanti Te Gyanam Gyanina Tattvadarsina. As a Gani and the Tattvadarsi, he has felt and he knows things and he has got feelings, a direct touch of the same thing. Such person, to such whom we must go and surrender, not to back again with this idea. Then gradually we shall be taken in the transcendental realm. There we can be yadgatta, nomi vattanti, tabdhāma paramannama. And very beautiful, and what living is my dhāma, my domain, my abode. It is a very healthy and beautiful and sweet to live there. And none can come back from such place. None have got any desire to back out if once they can enter into my abode. It is so beautiful, so sweet, and so pleasing from all directions. The theory of the theory, imagination of imagination. Who should go to for this wild goose chasing in these days of scientific realistic view. Only the mad. আমি আগে বাউল, তুমি দ্বিতীয় বাউল, অতএব তোমায় আমি হই সমর্থন। আই এম এ ম্যাড অ্যান্ড ইউ আর অলসো ম্যাড, সো উই হ্যাড গেটিং অন উইথ দিস ট্রানজাকশন। আর এই সো মেনি কনসেন্সাস, সো মেনি জুডিশিয়াস পিপল, হ্যাঁ দে আর কনসিয়াস লিভিং ইন দি ওয়ার্ল্ড অফ রিয়েলিটি, হ্যাঁ অ্যান্ড গোয়িং টু দি মুন অ্যান্ড টেকিং নিউজ ফ্রম দি sun and the so many planets, Saturn, etc. are so booster and up there. I will ask, where is God? There's a Yuri Gagarin, the first man from Russia who went into the sky, the Mahasun, and the that is in into the ওটাকে কি বলে মহাশূন্য যেটা বিয়ন্ড দি অ্যাট্রাকশন অফ দি আর্থ দ্যাট প্লেস অ্যান্ড হোয়েন হি কেম ডাউন ওয়ান ওল্ড উইমেন আস্কড হিম মাই সন ইউ সো সো হাই হ্যাভ ইউ সিন গড দ্যাট অ্যাকর্ডিং টু হার সংস্কার মেন্টাল টেন্ডেন্সি সি আস লাইক দ্যাট ইউ ওয়েন্ট সো হাই সো হাই দেন ইউ মাস্ট হ্যাভ সিন গড দ্যাট দেন দি গ্যাগারিন অ্যান্সার রিপ্লাইড দি গড লাইক গড ইজ দি হর্স draws our carriages here. That was his answer, the Gagarin's answer. The Bhagavan amader gari tane. The God, the force of your imagination, we find here that force, his force is only drawing our carriages. That was his answer. I got it from the paper. So atheistic. So atheistic is the present age of this progress, putting me. They are boosting. But polite vatmai yamati vichi. But death is standing their form, devouring everything. And also, which they do not count in the Jews, that not only I shall defy you, but your sun, moon, your heart, everything I shall devour. And they can't, they are silenced there. They are silenced by their threat, by the threat of the time, that I will devour everything. But yes, you will devour it. We can't deny. But the fools, they won't try to find out a plane within him which is free from the jaws of the death. He is within. Just as I, the mental eye, the eye of the reason, they are different. So also the soul is free from the sting of this material mortal world, mortal world. The judgment we live, and that is we ourselves are there. This won't enter the brain of this book. And if slightly touched in any scientist, they are also helpless. Repents. Why have I helped, have I given the atom bomb in the hands of so many demons? I understand the context. I have, by my research, I have given the atom bomb in the hands of these demons. God forbid. Soul is immortal. Socrates can pay for that. Simply told them, soul is immortal. That was against the religious conceptions of the time. So we have to give up this life. Christ also.